This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here's a data point. The latest Fed data, it's from the second quarter of this year, shows that Americans over 60, that's basically the baby boomers and the silent generation, hold more than half of this country's wealth, around $96 trillion. So what then happens to that money in the fullness of time, shall we say? The topic at hand is the much-talked-about generational wealth transfer, about which Annie Logue wrote the other day for Insider. Annie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell me about your grandmother-in-law, Sue.
Grandma Sue, yes. My husband took over her affairs after his grandfather died. And at that time, she was 87. She had some health issues. And she told Rick that he would inherit everything as soon as she died. And at that time, it would have been a fairly substantial amount of money. It would have been about $250,000. But that money was used to take care of her. She eventually spent all that money down. She eventually qualified for Medicaid. She died at the age of 98. Oof. And that is a fairly typical story because people live a long time and long-term care can be very expensive.
Can we detour for just a second here into the idea of long-term
Sure.
care and the cost of it? First of all, I think it's far more expensive than most people realize. But also, it does not appear that there are solutions to this.
Long-term care in the United States is paid for by a few main sources. The biggest one is out-of-pocket. The second is Medicaid. And what happens is a lot of retirees who've spent through their assets qualify. Some long-term care is provided by Medicare. And then some long-term care is paid for by the Veterans Administration for people who served. A lot of people got called up, did their 2 years, left, but they qualify for veterans benefits.
Right.
All of those programs are looking at the coming increase in the population, and the planners are getting nervous.
So this whole idea of the generational wealth transfer that we've been hearing about now for 20, 30-something years, that maybe it actually existed 30 years ago when these pieces first started appearing, but it sort of doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist for the vast majority of people.
Right.
Yeah.
What did your husband do when when Grandma Sue departed?
Well, first of all, he was grateful that she had enough money that we didn't have to help pay for her.
Yeah.
And also that he was able to get good care for her. Right. You want yeah. most people want their elders to have a good life. So he was very grateful for that. I think when it all came down to it, he got about $2,000, and that went towards new windows in our dining room, which was a good thing. saved us some money. We're in Chicago, so winters are a thing here. We're also, like I said, very grateful that we were able to ensure that Grandma Sue had a good quality of life, but that costs money.
Yeah. Annie Logue, writing the other day about generational wealth transfers and long-term care, which are related. Annie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.